We are up to Simen Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Hey, and we'll be doing Hey, and although the calendar doesn't mention Vav, it seems like that was the intent. Yisrael v'ger shal yudorim b'chotzer, umeis ha'ger mibod yom. A ger has no one to yarshin him, unless he has a new family of his own. He has nobody that yarshins him. So if you have a regular Yisrael living together with a ger, they lived in the same chotzer, and the ger passes away mibod yom, v'hechzik Yisrael acher bin achosav, and another Jew actually moved in there, afilo lohechzik ela ad shech sheicha, even though he only came in the middle of Shabbos, oser, he will aser, ad sheyevatel reshuso kashar yorish. Unless he's mevatel his reshus, which is an eitzah that we're going to learn later, for somebody that was not ma'ariv with the bnei achotzer, he has the ability of relinquishing his right to carrying in the chotzer, he's mevatel it, and then he will not aser on them. Meis micha sheicha, eina machzik oser, shebehetur arishin omid. So this is the halacha that we had, that so long as at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, because the first one made an Erev. So the halacha is that it doesn't become neser in the middle of Shabbos. Whereas, if the reason why at the beginning of Shabbos it was good is not because there was an Erev there, not because they made an Erev, but because the person didn't dwell there, there we wouldn't say hol v'hutra hutra. It was never a hutra before Shabbos. There was just nobody living there. So in this case, where it happened, where the person that lived there was a ger who made an Erev, so the halacha is, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was hutra, remains behetra for the whole Shabbos. But in a case where you have an apartment, just the owner isn't living there, he's living elsewhere, even though he doesn't aser, a whole v'hutra hutra we wouldn't say, so if someone would move into it and use it, he would aser on Shabbos. Sivav, echad b'bnei achotzer shayagosis. One of the b'nei achotzer was dying, he had a din of a goses who breathes heavily, and you know that death is imminent. Even though he's a goses, and we know that he cannot survive through the Shabbos. Oser, at sheizaku lo bepas v'yarvu olav, a goses is considered a chai, and therefore, so long as he's alive, he asus. V'chein kotno oser afal pishenioch olachu kazayas, and also a child asers. Aval horeach in oser kamoshes barbasim in shenayin, an horeach for less than 30 days would not aser. Now the Magen Avram writes that what happens if this goses died on Shabbos, he's going to aser. Why is that? Because since a goses is omid lamisa, if he does die, we would say that his original erev was not omid to live very long, because the owner was on his deathbed. So if he dies on Shabbos, we would say that lamafreya, his erev was not an erev, and there's no hol v'hutra hutra. This is talking about where the one who yarshined it is a stranger from a different chatzah. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are cholkim on the Magen Avram, and b'shas hadchak one could rely on them.